If you've ever seen the movie or the play My Fair Lady, you may remember this exchange between Professor Higgins and Eliza Doolittle.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Higgins is trying to teach the Cockney flower girl how to speak like a proper lady. My Fair Lady is based on George Bernard Shaw's play, Pygmalion. Peter O'Toole and Amanda Plummer are currently starring on Broadway in a production of Pygmalion. Our language commentator, Jeffrey Nunberg, went to see it, and he has these thoughts on Shaw's premise for the play and O'Toole's interpretation of it.
George Bernard Shaw liked to boast about the success that Pygmalion enjoyed, both on stage and on the screen, because it was, in his words, so intensely and deliberately didactic a play. For him, the play had a serious message, as he put it, if it makes the public aware that there are such people as phoneticians, and that they are among the most important people in England at present, it will serve its turn. And he closed the preface to the play with earnest advice to working-class speakers as to how to find a phonetician to improve their own accents. Shaw took the issue so seriously, in fact, that he left the bulk of his estate to be used to promulgate a phonetic spelling system for English. That way, if you knew how to spell a word, you'd know how to pronounce it correctly, and thus the English would finally be able to teach their children how to speak. It might have disconcerted Shaw to see the production of Pygmalion now playing on Broadway with Peter O'Toole as Higgins. In fact, the production has been unnerving to a lot of people whose conception of Higgins was shaped by the urbane portrayals of Leslie Howard or Rex Harrison. O'Toole treats the play as a broad farce, lurching into furniture, diving through windows, and delivering Higgins' lines in the high histrionic style he used in films like The Ruling Class and My Favorite Year, which makes Higgins often harder to comprehend than the Cockney Eliza. This Higgins is no mere eccentric, he's a full-fledged lunatic. But then, how else should a character like Higgins be portrayed? Consider, Higgins is a man confronting the facts of class snobbery. The poor are deprecated for their speech and manners. What does he propose we should do? Why, teach the poor to talk like gentlemen and ladies, then they will no longer be despised. Now, this is clearly crazy. In fact, Higgins' madness is characteristically Shavian. It's what happens to a relentlessly logical man when he tries to come to grips with a relentlessly irrational society. Shaw's got it all backwards. Class snobbery doesn't exist because of differences in speech. It only feeds on them. To paraphrase Plato, we do not esteem people because they speak well. They speak well because we esteem them. A dropped R is classy in the mouth of an educated Englishman and boorish in the mouth of a Brooklynite, but the sound is the same in either case. To see how crazy this is, try importing the view into the modern racial context. You would wind up concluding that racial differences could be eliminated if only blacks would learn to use hair straightener. But the madness of the view isn't evident in earlier versions of Pygmalion, because they have treated the story as a kind of fairy tale, with Eliza as a drawing-room Cinderella and Higgins as a combination of fairy godmother and Prince Charming. Yet this is clearly not what Shaw had in mind. For one thing, Shaw was insistent that Eliza does not return to Higgins at the end, which is the fairy tale ending that all versions before O'Toole's have provided. So let's at least give O'Toole credit for taking Shaw's didactic intentions at face value, even if the result is to turn the play from a fairy tale to a farce.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University.